USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Citizens disappointed with President Hichilema's remarks. RDA defends Zambian engineers against public criticism. In foreign news, 24 Nigerian schoolgirls released over a week after abduction. And in sports, the Ministry of Youth, Sport and Arts officiates at the medal presentation. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health today received essential maternal and newborn health equipment worth approximately $290,000, marking a significant step in strengthening Zambia's health systems under the Equal Chances for Human Development program. The delivery represents the first batch of equipment under the initiative, which will ultimately provide equipment valued at over $9 million, procured by UNICEF with the generous support of the European Union, EU. The equipment will benefit 10 districts across Wapula and northwestern provinces, reinforcing efforts to reduce preventable maternal and newborn death. The handover ceremony took place at the Global Fund Conference Room at the Ministry of Health and reaffirmed the shared commitment of the Government of Zambia, the EU, and UNICEF to advancing reproductive maternal, newborn, child, adolescent health and nutrition outcomes. The handover of the equipment aligns with Zambia's national strategy to strengthen primary health care, improve emergency obstetric and newborn care, and prioritize the most underserved communities. 100 health facilities serving a population of about 1.3 million people, including about 302,000 children under 5, 73,000 pregnant women, and 70,000 newborns will benefit from the equipment being provided under the EC4HD program. The EU in Zambia team lead for governance and social sector, Mr. Bogdan Stefanosu, says the initiative goes beyond equipment as it strengthens systems, empowers frontline workers, and ensures that development reaches the communities that need it the most. He says EU is committed to improve the well-being of Zambian girls and to curb adolescent pregnancies, the main driver of maternal and newborn mortality in the country. A concerned citizen has expressed disappointment over the remarks of President Hakainde Hichilema that some Zambians hate him because of where he comes from. The citizen, only identified as Mama T, says the displeasure of the masses is that the president has failed to deliver the promises he made to the Zambian people when he was ushered into office and has nothing to do with tribe. She has questioned how a head of state can utter such remarks when he is supposed to be a unifier in the nation. She was speaking on the neighborhood program on One Love Radio.
I don't think Zambian people hate President Hakainde Hichilema. The man who was campaigning in opposition and the man who is now the head of state, I think he now everything he was against with is the things that he wants to bring back. He opposed the Bill 10, but today he wants the Bill 7 without people opposing it. People are saying no. For him, he sees that as not loving him. You don't define love like that. And, you know, being a president, being the head of state, we don't expect a statement, if you're from the head of state, and he's saying, I didn't choose where I was born from. Is that not tribalism, Mr. President, sir? As the people people of Zambia, we are saying no to tribalism. And here comes the head of state, and he's like spearheading the same issue that we are trying to discourage.
Meanwhile, the National Freedom Front has condemned what it terms as the divisive language the president is embracing. NFF National Secretary General says repeated claims that Zambians dislike the president because he was born in Southern Province are not only misleading but dangerous and irresponsible. He says the constant resort to a politics of victimhood is sowing seeds of division in a nation that has fought so hard to remain united. He has reminded the president that he was elected by more than 2 million Zambians from every corner of the country.
Now the question is, what measure, what yardstick, what criterion is he using to determine that the very people suddenly hate him because he was born from Southern Province? This kind of victimhood politics is not sustainable, is not healthy for our country. We have also noted that the president is using this as a convenient distraction from the real issues. The real issues that people are asking, issues to do with constitutionalism, issues to do with the living conditions of Zambia, issues to do with accountability, issues to do with the respect of human rights, issues to do with the dignity of the Zambian people. How are those things now stemming to be political hatred or hatred based on where someone is coming from? Those kind of politics are primitive, are populist, and they are the danger to divide this country.
The Road Development Agency, RDA, has defended Zambian engineers against public criticism that they are not innovative and do not do proper works. RDA Board Chairperson Eugene Hazela has stated that Zambian engineers use the same materials in constructing roads and bridges that are used by their counterparts in other countries. He has challenged critics to take a survey in other countries and see how roads are built. Mr. Hazela has, however, acknowledged that the only difference may be in how materials are utilized in relation to innovation.
Now, the innovation is the way in the combination that we use for that particular gathering, and to answer your question, the only information that is done in the present I say they are given the university. Now, if I can see, I can tell you if the government is never attempted, which one is not? How do you construct for China? If you want to be America, South Africa, Kenya, Egypt, so why are you not? The innovation is in the way you use the material because civil engineering is about harnessing and responding to the development. The way we use our materials in Zambia is not the same way we use the materials in South America.
The Lusaka Stock Securities Exchange, LUSE, has urged the investing public to exercise caution and follow proper channels when participating in the upcoming initial public offering scheduled for Thursday. Speaking to One Love Radio News, LUSE Chief Executive Officer Nicholas Cavasso emphasized that all investors must use licensed brokers when buying shares on the exchange market, warning against individuals posing as market representatives online. Mr. Cavasso stressed that the exchange has a clear mechanism for public participation in the IPO and that no investor should entertain and solicit messages or promises of assistance from unverified sources.
For the purposes of avoiding fraud and scammers, investors must take heed of the fact that for them to be able to participate on the exchange, there's a mechanism that we have got. You have to participate via our brokers, who are our intermediaries. So you have to go through a licensed broker and do not entertain, you know, online conversations around I can help you to get to, you know, listing.com. I think the procedure in terms of how this particular IPO will be issued coming on Thursday is very clear. We'll ring the bell for you. We'll also be able to explain for those who are already reading through the prospectus and are ready on Thursday. There's a mechanism through which they can then be able to invest.
Financial Offshore expert Henry Mulea says Zambia's energy sector continues to record mixed results despite some notable investments. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mulea highlights that the electricity